The generosity of AJ Lane and Melissa Lane and Misfits Inc. and the pursuit of everything drove me to Shakespeare. I was driven to Shakespeare in search of something I could give back in response to the generosity of the email which I just received. So this is from Shakespeare for the man who's going around the world in 1,080 days and who just took a little detour by getting on a plane and flying to Bangkok to be with some people there. Okay, Shakespeare. Unthrifty loveliness, why dost thou spend upon thyself thy beauty's legacy? Nature's bequest gives nothing, but doth lend. And being frank, she lends to those are free. Then, beauteous niggard, why dost thou abuse the beauteous largesse given thee to give? Profitless usurer, why dost thou use so great a sum of sums, yes, canst not live? For having traffic with thyself alone, thou of thyself, thy sweet self doth deceive. Then how, when nature calls thee to be gone, what acceptable audit canst thou leave? The unused beauty must be tombed with thee, which used lives the executor to be. So there you have sonnet number 4 from Will. And, you know, it has such incredible lines like, what acceptable audit canst thou leave? Which to me says, look, you're going to die, right? And what audit can you leave behind you? You know, what's going to be... In fact, the word legacy is used in the poem. So it's all about generosity. And not just being a consumer, but what can you give away? Organizing your life so that you get all the things that you want and being purposeful and being intentional and being clear about your goals and being clear about, you know, what you want to do is all very well. But, unthrifty loveliness. Why dost thou spend upon thyself thy beauty's legacy? Yeah, it's the thing about the sonnet is that it's terribly dense. It really does pack into itself, so much. And so many phrases that have come into the language, you know. Profitless usurer. You know, usurers make profit. They make profit, right? I'm just going to quote you a little bit from the commentary about the poem that I find here written in front of me a little bit. The youth is a young person. So this poem was actually addressed to young people. Don't throw away without regard the beauty which is his to perfection. So Shakespeare's addressing somebody saying, don't waste your bloody life, you know, don't waste your life, don't waste your beauty, don't, you know, use it well. It's nature's gift. He says life and beauty and perfection and everything is a gift. But it's given on condition that it's used to profit the world. Given on condition that it's used to profit the world. So Shakespeare has a highly developed sense of morality. But more than morality, because so many damn things are shoved into morality. You know, it's more to do with purpose, that purpose of life is to profit the world, not to profit yourself, and that's the core of your life. I think it's kind of meant to be that we're actually, I mean, to me it suggests the idea that You know, we're born to be generous. That is the nature of us, even though we might have other impulses alongside that. Life is given on condition that it's used to profit the world. That it is by handing it on other people, future generations. Money lending is mentioned, usury. Yeah, if you just have dealings with yourself alone and can't give away, can't give a satisfactory account even of the time you've spent, the beauty will die with you. You'll leave nothing behind you at the end. So I suppose, you know, we talk about random acts of kindness as being desirable. But I think it's more radical than this. I don't think Shakespeare's really... I suppose the effect of the poem, rather than the details of what the man actually wrote, is to say that life is inherently generous. It's given us what we have. Evolution has given us everything that we have. The whole of human history has conspired to give us what we have. Therefore, the whole ecosystem that we consist of is there to be shared. And the man on the bench who AJ met, who had been ignored by a young boy who was so concerned about his own self that he didn't lift his head out of the smartphone. That man to whom AJ brought food couldn't understand it because he wasn't used to it. He wasn't used to attracting generosity. He was used to fighting for a little bit of attention. And yet, he'd asked AJ for nothing. AJ had overheard a man being ignored. He overheard a person being ignored and did not then ignore. And of course, the effect of it all is that it, you know, makes me, and I'm sure others as well, feel like actually want to give to AJ. I mean, giving attracts givers. Okay, that's the little poem today by William Shakespeare for the great person AJ Leon. May he survive Bangkok well. And I'll bet you he'll be generous in Bangkok. Generosity in his case, you know, seems to be not an act, but a way of life.